For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cool, you jack off.
Have you ever been to Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, I love Myrtle Beach. Yeah.
I think that Tampa gets a bad rap, but I think Myrtle Beach is just as bad.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like for like crazy crimes?
Well, listen to this one. So back in January, Eric and Lori Harmon, they were arrested for filming porn acts on the Myrtle Beach Skywheel.
Oh, I've been on that thing.
Better wipe the seat.
Too late.
Yeah. The same couple is now accused of performing sex acts in a photo booth at the Garden City Pavilion Arcade sharing the video to Twitter.
Okay.
Where is that video? I'd love to see that.
On Twitter? Why didn't you do TikTok, man? What year is this?
You can't put sex acts on. You can put sex acts on Twitter, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You're right.
They both been charged with indecent exposure and participation in preparation of obscene material. On July 27th, Lori Harmon is accused of sitting on the front porch fully exposed.
Yeah, mama.
She's also accused of participating in sexual acts while exposed.
What a good girl.
Eric Harmon apparently shared the video of her on Twitter. On August 5th, police were called to the Oceanside Village where someone provided them with a USB drive with several different incidents involving the Harmons performing sex acts in public taken from various social media platforms.
Hold on, they're a married couple?
Yeah.
And they're having all that sex?
Yeah, man.
I got to get Leah a ring, dude.
The person who called the police said there haven't been any continuing issues with the couple. The Harmons pleaded guilty to the indecent exposure in April for the Skywheel incident. The couple has also previously been accused of similar acts in a Food Lion parking lot.
Whoa!
And in a park.
Now, did anybody see this and were they offended by it?
Well, I think the neighbor was because they provided the material on a USB drive.
Because I don't think it's indecent. I think that's decent exposure. Like, I would love to see my neighbors bang, and I don't have attractive neighbors.
Yeah, I would watch.
You know what I mean?
For the hell of it. I wouldn't be mad at it.
Seriously. Like
But if they got kids or something. I
got one neighbor, him and his, like, they look like, old Samuel Jackson and Florida Evans, right? That's all right, that's not masturbation material, but I'd watch them bang. The other couple, it looks like Archie Bunker and his wife. Gross. I'll still watch them bang. Couple across the street, they're a nice Indian couple, but they're old.
You'd still watch them.
I'd still watch them bang.
When's the last time you got frisky in public?
Ooh, that's a great question. With a girl?
or a guy, whatever.
Frisky in public.
Yeah.
Jeez, whiz. I'm trying to think of, I don't think Leah and I have ever done that.
Really?
Not like in public, like,
oh man,
like real sex stuff.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Maybe some road,
Yeah, I don't
know. Some roadie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of a head variety.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't think us, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you opposed to it?
No. I'll take it any way I can get it, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Just take Leah down a nice country road.
Okay.
I could be like, hon,
ooh,
let's go for a drive. How about that? And then just pull it out.
We're kind of no nonsense at this point, though. Like, if I was driving her down the road, she'd be like, I hope there's a Culver's at the end of this road. What are we doing right now?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, I just thought maybe we got out of this road. I pulled my ding dong out. She'd be like, no. Jack off?
It's pretty cool. I had it happen not recently, but it's all right. It's been a while.
In my past now.
Yeah.
I've been with some crazy, crazy road horse.
One of my first girlfriends loved doing that.
Yeah.
Like in the car.
Yeah.
And I was not an experienced driver at the time. I should not have been doing that. Because last time it happened, I was an experienced driver and I was still going, whoa. Whoa! Oh, Lord!
Then you were on 275, and then some girl jumped off the overpass, and you hit her with your bumper.
She did a Greg Louganis impression. that was me. Oh, man, good tie-in. Nice callback
man,
there.
Full circle, baby!
Yeah, it was fun, though. But I'm afraid, because you go to jail for that. And then you have to register as a sex offender, all this stuff. I mean, I would assume so, right?
What if your windows are tinted?
I mean, it better be really dark.
Could you imagine that, though? Like, everywhere you move, you have to knock on the neighbor's door, and you have to explain it to him. You go, hi, my name's Will Koontz. I have to legally tell you I'm a registered sex offender. Wait, don't have your kids run to the backyard.
Yeah.
I got a little robe. Bing, bong, bing, bong. And I got caught. And they'd be like, oh.
I don't know if that kind would have you have to go door to door. But I would imagine it's some sort of, I don't know, that you'd be on some sort of registry for that.
That sucks.
I don't know, though. Maybe not.
Like you can pee in public, and if somebody sees you,
yeah,
you're a sex offender.
Right. Because you're exposing yourself in public.
There should be a whole different law. There's like a whole different registry for that. You're a pee-pee public person or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you have to go around and tell your neighbors, hey, I'm liable to piss in my front yard. Sorry.
I might do that.
Sorry. I like to drink and pee on trees, bro.
By authorities. I love peeing outside. It's the best.
Dude, it's the best. The wind's just blowing against your man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It
feels good.
Every time I'm drunk, I pee in public.
Oh, it's great.
Like, not sometimes.
Yeah. All the time.
I don't care if this is the bathroom next door to me. I'll walk away from the bathroom, pee in the public.
The park I was running in didn't have a bathroom, and there were some times where I had to make pee-pee.
Do it!
So I'd have to go sneak around and try to find somewhere to pee. I've done it a few times, but it makes me nervous every time because I'm afraid, you know, I don't want to have my penis exposed when some lady's taking out the trash behind her. She's like, oh, what a lovely park. And she just sees my penis.
That's lovely. Dude, I peed at the Real Raw Open one year, right? Like, in some bushes, and then, like, golf carts are coming by, and they're like, Johnny B's peeing in the bushes! I'm like, that's me, baby!
That's it, bro.
Lots of Bud Light today! Yeah!
Oh, man, that was so fun. I remember working that was I was good in times. Promo at the time. I just took one of the nice go-karts and just left.
The first time
I just drove around all day long.
Oh, dude, the first time I met John Sinning, I was yelling at him. Now look where we're at in our careers.
Oh, because he was doing promo.
He was promo John. He was just working on the promo team.
I remember that. I think John was there at that.
This was like 7 years ago, right? It's like when I was a year in. I just had a weekend show, and they had me come out for a heckle hole. It was one of the first Real Raw Opens, and they put me on the 17th green, right? And they put Mo on like the 18th green, away from everybody. We're out in the middle of nowhere. And I didn't even have a folding chair, dude. I'm just standing there. They got this little pop-up sign with my fat face on it.
It made you stand there all day in the heat, in the sun?
I was supposed to have a chair. I didn't, right? So I'm hungry.
Oh my God.
And this thing was sponsored by everybody. If you were back at the clubhouse, there was Hooters. There was, like, Blimpy. There was all these, like, food.
Blimpy.
Dude, there was all these companies, right? Like, people were just eating like kings back at the clubhouse. And even in all the holes were sponsored by different places, except for my hole and Mo's hole, right? We were getting in our holes. So, like, I saw Mo across the way, and I'm like, hey, how's it going over there? He's like, shut up, bitch. Right? And, like, finally, like, I asked one of the promo people, and it wasn't John. I go, can you guys bring me something to eat? I've been out here all day, and I'm starving. And they're like, sure. And then John came by with a couple of hot girls in promo, right? Because that's John back in the day, you know? So he swings in. He's like, hey, man, what's going on, dude? Super nice guy. I go, dude, I need something to eat so bad. Then he like,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.